supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Looks like our Milky Way galaxy's appetite knows no bounds. Let's prepare to feast with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. How large is our galaxy from stem to stern?
Well, the measure of our galaxy from one side to the other, remember, ours is a spiral, disc-shaped galaxy. It's about 100,000 light-years across, about 30,000 light-years thick. There's a galaxy adjacent to us called the Sagittarius Dwarf Galaxy. Tidal forces are pulling that galaxy apart such that it becomes a member. Its members become part of the Milky Way galaxy. There's a stream of these stars going out from our galaxy that has stars as far as 300,000 light years away from our galaxy, along a stream that certain surveys have measured as being a million light years long.
So then what's largely occupying the space between that huge void?
Well, largely nothing. Largely nothing. But astronomers are identifying that there are objects that can exist outside of the galaxies. So in this case, stars that seem to be separated from their galaxies are found to belong to a stream of stars that may in fact connect larger galaxies to smaller galaxies because of the tidal forces that play between the two galaxies. So if you could imagine a web of galactic force between the galaxies of this cluster, you would see an intricate web of connection along which, if this pull is big enough, you might find members of the main galaxy or the smaller galaxy traveling along or along those streams of interconnection of gravitational force.
Over time, will more and more of these dwarf galaxies be absorbed into the Milky Way?
A lot depends on what the proximity is, the direction of the forces, all sorts of things. Our galaxy has torn apart other galaxies in the past, and this one particular galaxy may be another example of galaxies that are currently being absorbed by this galaxy.
A little reassurance here. Our solar system is not near any of these frontiers where these violent reactions are taking place.
No, we're just fine. We're in good shape. So these processes take a very long time, billions of years. So for the length of time that our sun will be around in its current state, which is about another 5 billion, we're fine.
Derek, let's take note with Gene Cernan's passing last week. The cohort of some two dozen astronauts who left Earth orbit continues to dwindle.
Yes, it does. Indeed, it does. With Gene Cernan's passing last week, that left us with six other lunar explorers that are still with us. Buzz Aldrin, who was on Apollo 11, Alan Bean on Apollo 12, David Scott on Apollo 15, John Young and Charlie Duke, who were on Apollo 16, and Harrison Schmitt, who was Cernan's partner on the moon from Apollo 17. There are still, though, five other travelers to the moon who were the command module pilots. These were the pilots who took care of the home base in space orbiting the moon while the explorers were down on the surface. And those include Michael Collins from Apollo 11, Dick Gordon from Apollo 12, Al Warden from Apollo 15, and Ken Mattingly from Apollo 16. 24 people altogether have flown in space out past Earth orbit. 15 are still with us to tell their stories, and we should do everything we can to learn as much as we can from those first-hand experiences of what has to be the most extraordinary journey that humans have ever made.
Pretty remarkable that we have visited Mars, no, not with astronauts, but with those great rovers, Spirit and Opportunity.
Oh, my goodness. What an incredible story this is. I love this story because it points out that if we really put our minds to what we want to do, we can create devices that can serve incredible purposes under the worst conditions possible. They originally landed on Mars in January of 2004. The story about these that I love is that the original life expectancy for these rovers was 90 days. But they've managed to hold on, well, one of them anyway, has managed to hold on for a full 13 years. They landed in January of 2004, and the Opportunity rover actually is still chugging along. It has a few little problems, but it's still working, still roving around on the surface as it drags one of its wheels behind it. Its partner, Spirit, which is on the opposite side of the planet from Opportunity, has been silent since 2010 when it got trapped in a sand pit. It was unable to reorient itself to get the best gain possible for its solar panels, and its battery power eventually ran out. Spirit itself did 4.8 miles on the surface. Opportunity has covered a whopping, and this is incredible for a little rover like this, 27 miles across the surface of Mars, and contributed mightily to our science of understanding the origins of the planet.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Fitz, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.